Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We will only do 30 minutes today. Be giving God the praise today and the glory. Gracious Father, we come just to say thank you today. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for those that have attended, dear Heavenly Father. Thanks for those that will be coming on later, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory today, dear Heavenly Father, because it's not about none of us. It's all about you. And we want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for who you are and whose you are. Thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And God, we give you the praise today. We give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Today our topic is what God can accomplish through you. And the word of God says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except ye abide in me. You know, time of stress and tension, you can call upon him. Experience have proven that he will answer in his chosen way. With God, you will always receive what you need, because he is the giver of every perfect gift, and you are the fortunate receiver. And as I did that for the broadcast today, my tag words is accomplish, miracle, experience. And as I was getting ready for this program, I was reminded on what God can accomplish through you. Today is John Lewis' funeral. Look what God accomplished through John Lewis. And just had a text come through where Herman Cain passed away, Republican president. When you think about what God can accomplish through you, all the great men and women of God that have gone on in, and we just think of what God can do. God is a powerful God, an awesome God, an all-knowing God. You know, you worship a God that performs miracles. In time of stress and tension, you can call upon him. Experience have proven that he will answer in his chosen way. Whenever you wish to respond to the beloved of God, you usually start by looking around you for some or other good deeds that you can perform to please the heart of God. We all are on a mission. We all have an assignment through God and from God. And just think about what you can accomplish doing what God have called for you to do. We are so wonderfully and happy to be in the family of God. And when you think about it, look around you. You then start doing it with enthusiasm and dedication. But are you sure this is what he wants you to do? Discovering God's will for your life can be exciting and adventure. You may try out various different directions before you finally discover the path on which he wished to lead you. How many of you all have asked the Lord, what do you want me to do, Lord? How am I go about doing it? Am I doing what you call me to do? If you're working right now, you're saying, am I doing what you call me to do? Am I doing what somebody else doing or say do? But what can you accomplish through me, Lord Jesus? And that's what we want to say. What can they accomplish through our Lord Jesus Christ? We give God the praise this morning, and we give him the glory. Just 1 minute. On on our broadcast today, we have some people weren't able to get on today. We don't know what's going on, but we're going to go on. This what God can accomplish through you. And I'm going to start from the beginning again for those that just coming on. You worship a God that performs miracles in time of stress and tension. You call upon him. His spirits have proven that he will answer in his chosen way. With God, you will always receive what you need because he is the giver of every perfect gift, and you are the fortunate receiver. Whenever you wish to respond to the beloved of God, you usually start by looking around you for some or other good deeds that can be performed to please the heart of God. You then start doing it with enthusiastic and dedication. But you are sure that this is what he wants you to do. And as I had prepared this program, my mind went on the accomplishment that John Lewis did that's being utilized today. Look at the accomplishment that God did through him. Look at the accomplishment that Herman Cain did that passed away today. Breaking news came on. First one, second one to run for president. So when you think about what God can accomplish through us, all our great leaders are leaving. And we see the accomplishments through the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did in their lives. So don't feel intimidated. God can do great things and accomplish through you if you would only let him. Discovering God's will for your life can be an exciting adventure. You may try out various directions before you finally discover the path on which he wished to lead you. But when you possess the inner conviction that you are within his holy will, you will discover that you are no longer working for him, but that he is working through you. When this happens, the road ahead opens up miraculous. Problems suddenly becomes opportunities, and your faith becomes practical, alive, and dynamic. You realize that by working with God, you become an effective instrument in his hand. You will never discover your full potential in the service of Christ until you realize what God can accomplish through you. So just look at your life right now and see what God has been working on through you, that he's accomplishing through you, through the word of God. Just take a few moments of your busy day and sit down and think about what God can accomplish through you. As a, he will let you know without a shadow of a doubt what he can do. You know, enthusiastic, however ardent it may be, is meaningless until it is transformed into action. That means we got to put some action in some of the things that God have told us to do. We don't need to just sit down and throw in the towel. No, he wants us to be about his business because he wants to accomplish great things for us. You know, and I was reminded on John 15:5, in the verse say, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And that is so true. We are, he is the vine, we are the branches. He that delighted in me, and I him. He wants you to delight yourself in him. You know, sometimes we get ahead of the Lord. So determined to bear fruit that it never dawned on us that the fruit has its own season. And apple trees don't bear in February. Sometimes I'm just innocently eager. Other times my pride is running the show. Either way, Those apples will develop when you want them to or not, when I say so. And I need to keep that in mind as I set out to accomplish God's work. I have beautiful plants. I use that as a good illustration and example. Until I start tending to the plants, God see what I'm accomplishing through him. Those plants are going to grow up. They're going to be beautiful plants. They're going to grow. They're going to be greenery. But if I don't take the time to cultivate the soil, add the water, do what I need to do, how can I get have accomplishment where I can feel pride of the plants that is growing? You know, when some worthwhile project of mine fail for no obvious reason, I have to be reminded that I might be working out of season. I need to get in step with God's timetable, because a lot of time we let flesh go before us. We want to jump and do things before God have sent us to the next step. We ready to go to the next step. But have we completed that one step? You know, I read chapter 15, and I thought about verse 15 in chapter 15 of John. Henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant know not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friend. For all things that I heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You know, the Lord keep no secrets from his friend, although they did not understand everything. We don't understand everything when God telling us to it. So we have to take time and listen and let the Lord lead us and guide us to be able to have the accomplishment that he wants through us. You know, it's sad, true, that many people seek Jesus through inappropriate and ineffective means. They take the inspiration that often them and use it in different ways. They become ardent social reformer. They establish political parties. They call themselves Christians and perform many good deeds in his name. How many times you know people are doing things in the name, they say, in the name of God? But when you go back and you start listening, now, well, really? Was that them doing it, or did God tell them to do it? Did God get any glory in it? Was he being accomplished through that, or was you being accomplished? Because when he give you a task, he going to accomplish things through you. But we have to be on the end where we're listening to what God is saying. You know, too many people are listening to what everybody's saying in the world and have forgot to hear what God is saying. God might be telling them, don't go that way. You're going to go have some experiences that I'm going to share with you. That way you'll be able to share with others the experience that you're going to go through as you get the accomplishment through. You, he's going to get the glory. But you must think about it. Lord, what am I doing wrong that you can't get the glory out of my life? Am I doing everything my way, or I'm doing things your way? And if I'm doing things God's way, he can accomplish much through us individually. And just think about that today. What God can accomplish through you. He can accomplish a whole lot of things if we let him. If we're not so fiery, want to run here, run there, do this, do that, but really listen to what he is saying, he can accomplish a lot through us. You know, and as I went on a little bit, it is possible to be active in Jesus' name, yet to forge the source that inspires the service. Attempting to serve the Lord without the strength that he alone provided inevitably lead to frustration and disappointment. How many of you all out there today have been frustrated and disappointed on the things you've been trying to accomplish and God was nowhere in the picture? You started doing things on your own. You didn't consult the Lord. You consulted Bobo, Sam, Sausage Head, Mary Jo, and everybody else. But did you take the time to consult God to see if that's what he had wanted you to do? When you think about the miracles, how God did miracles, he accomplished a lot in 33 years. And that some of you all been here past 33 years, and just sit down and look at your life. What have I accomplished? God called me, excuse me, today or tomorrow. What have I actually accomplished for the Lord? Have everything been for self? Or have I been working in the vineyard doing what God has said do, where I can get the experience, I can see the miracles from the accomplishments through me, what God has given to me? Just think about that. You know, the glorious truth that Jesus Christ is a living reality is a thought pattern that every faithful person should cultivate until his presence become a reality in our everyday lives. To be obsessed with the thought of an intimate Christ does not turn a faithful person into a religious fanatic, but simply create a new awareness of the meaning of life. Even with this COVID going around, everybody is appreciating their life. They're changing their thought pattern. They're changing the way they did things. They're starting not to listen to what God is saying. They're starting not to accomplish things through him, by him. And when you think of that, his presence, to be obsessed with the thought of an intimate Christ does not turn a faithful person into a religious fanatic. You know, we run across a lot of religious fanatics, but simply create a new awareness of the meaning of life. By professing his presence, you become aware of the problem, challenge, joy, and sorrows of becoming aware of the problem. You know, when you think about that, his presence, God's presence, it becomes aware to you of the challenges you're going through, the joy and the sorrow of your existence as seen from his perspective. In this way, Jesus becomes an increased reality in your life. We're talking today what God can accomplish through you. If you would only let God work through you, don't you know, you can accomplish so many things. Don't throw in the towel, like I said earlier. Don't give up. He want to do some things in your life today. You want to say, God, here I am. Use me. I'm available. And once he know you available, that you want to work, he'll start working on you and accomplishing some things. I think about over my life, the things that I have accomplished through the power of God, by listening to him, by doing what he say do. You know, the pinnacles of your spiritual life is to know him as a living reality. This knowledge affects your practical and emotional life. Meeting Christ in the silence of solitude and experiencing, that word I used earlier, experience, the touch of his spirit upon your spirit can have far-reaching consequences for your existence. It can be a truly enriched experience for your soul. And to separate such an experience from your everyday life may lead to great spiritual damage. You know, Jesus Christ is everything to man's entire need, man and woman. You know, what God can accomplish through you. I think about John Lewis, Herman Cain, all the men that fought with Martin Luther King, the different ones that's gone on and Lord are coming. Look the accomplishment that they did. Look at some of the people in your life, in your family. You can see some of the accomplishments they did. Not just the great men and women of God we hear about on the radio or TV, but you all have family members. You yourself can be that made a lot of accomplishments that never hit the TV screen, never hit the radio. But you, God can accomplish a lot through you if you will only let him. So today we are talking about what God can accomplish through you that would help others. Oh, my. When you think about that scripture, abide in me. He telling you, abide in him, and I in you, and he can abide in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. It's got to be on the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. We got to abide in God all the time. Not some of the time. We got to be abiding in God. For him to be able to do a work on us and through us. It's in him, and he in us. He can accomplish much if you want God to be able to be in your life. A lot can be accomplished. I know you're sitting down there thinking, well, what have I accomplished in life? What have I did that God have written it down in the Lamb Book of Life? What have I accomplished that somebody else may not have seen with the naked eye, but my Lord and Savior know what I did. He see the accomplishments of what I'm doing. And that's what's most important, that he knows the accomplishment. Man may not tell you, other words, give you a pat on your back or tell you how well you're doing. But God is writing everything down. He's keeping record. Well, man don't keep record. But if it's something bad, you'll hear about it. But when it's something good, very seldom you hear about it. So we have to be determined to bear fruit. We got to be determined to do what God have called us to do. We got to be determined. So when he says servant well done, he can say accomplish. This is what they have accomplished that I gave them. You will be proud. Family be proud. So today, coming up to our closing, oh, hear prayer, Lord, grant me your Holy Spirit so that I would burst in prayer until Christ live in me and I in him. Give me everything, Lord, that I need, that you can accomplish things through me, that my life will shine. My life will be a shining example for someone else. Create in me, O Holy Father, help me through your guidance to become an instrument in your hands so that I may work within your will and into your honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. And that's my prayer to you today. What God can accomplish through you, you are in him, and he is in you. So think about that today, what God wants to do through each and every one of you all that listen to this broadcast today. Think of all the people that have accomplished things that you have read about in books. And you have said, oh, if I could accomplish this, God is giving you the chance. All you have to do is follow his instruction. And you can accomplish everything that God has for you. So today, I hope you was able to get something out the short message today on what God has accomplished through you. Just think about it.